Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
I'm not mucking about. Attack ship's on fire. Vegas Soul. Listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Attack Ships on Fire and a track called Vegas Soul. That came through, I think, from Squid Hat. I've got confused now. I think that came through from Squid Hat Records. Well done, Squid Hat. Thank you very much for that. They brought us a few things recently. There's punk at the start and end of this week's show, and the middle's all over the place. To find out more about them, you need to go to their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/attackshipsonfire.
It is indeed. It's Tony Wong, Paulie B in the internet, Neil. And I've got some additional material for you. Don't forget, I want your jokes and poems on this show. And I've only got a short joke for you this week, which I think came through from Glumbongo again. He's pissed off in the Congo. And it goes as such. I told my wife, I've got a new job, having sex live on stage. She said, are you having me on? I said, I'll ask the boss, but so far they've all been thin and pretty.
Nice.
If you have a better joke than that, and you do, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email Comedy Suburbs. Don't forget, I want your poems as well. We haven't had an interesting punky limerick in a while, have we?
Oh yeah, what's happened to her? I've even forgotten the name.
I have.
Wow.
It's been so long.
It has.
Something about lesbianism.
That's the one.
Some sort of rug munching thing going on here.
Joni hates jizz.
There you go.
Whoa.
What's happened to Joni hates jizz? Joni hates jizz. If you're listening, what's happened to you? And do you still?
Maybe she likes it now, and she's gone off to find a new
maybe
name.
Maybe that's it. Maybe she's, in the words of the Stranglers, she's straightened out. Who knows? Maybe Joni loves jizz. Maybe that's why she's. She's not writing poems anymore. She's too busy with her hands.
Exactly.
I doubt it.
Okay.
So, anyway, next track, The Felines. We played a track by The Felines before. They're a lo-fi, garage, Danish sort of number. And this track's great. I don't think we played this one before. I think we played one called Bazooka Joe. We did, I think. I think it was called Bazooka Joe. Anyway, this is a track called Boots. What I want to know is, what is the Felines MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheFelines?
No, MySpace.com/TheFelines. Rule. Boots! Listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Felines, and this, hopefully, is your Facebook comment.
It is. It's got, well, one or two this week. If you do want to leave us a Facebook comment, please do.
Oh, sorry, would you like me to do, would you like me to do a theme tune for Facebook?
Well, if you can.
Yeah, all right then, because I've, I did one before, which I, of course, can't remember. So, here goes, right? Facebook. 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 Facebook.
ACDF?
Something like that.
Cool.
No, it was EGAB, actually.
Ah,
tricky. It might not have been in tune, though. Oh, yeah, and check this out, then, if I'm doing that. Facebook. Facebook. Facebook, Facebook, Facebook.
I like that version better, it's quicker.
Yeah, it's all right, isn't it? Yeah, of course you do, you're into punk rock.
So there you go, leave us a Facebook comment, facebook.com/punkyradio. Leave us a comment on our wall, like our page. One of the easiest ways and quickest ways to get in touch with us, most people seem to be on Facebook these days. Give it a go. Two this week, in response to last week's show, Martin Chittle says, how can you have a junk special without Johnny Dongle? I heard he drank
is
you under
Johnny
the...
Dongle.
Is he?
Yeah.
I heard he drank you under the table and down the stairs, to which you did respond. Good point, well made. The tumble down the steps at Cannon Tube was one of the greatest faults of my life. You have my eternal thanks.
I actually drank myself under the table. I was too excited and drank too much Jack Daniels. But then when I fell down the stairs at Cannon Tube, do you remember me telling you about that?
I can't remember now.
It was one of the funniest things. I lost my footing at the top of the steps. Camden Tube, but I was so relaxed that I fell down the stairs in a completely comedy fashion and decided to make stand-up comedy falling down noises as I fell down the stairs. So as I went rolling down the stairs, I went, ooh, ah, and to the bottom. I got up and someone said, "Were you all right?" And I jumped up and went, "I'm fine." And the doors were open on the tube. I jumped on the tube, and as the doors shut, my body just shut down, and I went, "Bruh."
Is the Conan tube the really nice one? It's really old school.
Is what?
Is the Conan tube the one with quite a few steps and it's all quite old?
It is old,
yeah. Decorated.
Yeah.
Cool. That is a lot of steps to fall down.
Nah, it wasn't that many.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't feel like it. I mean, I can't actually remember.
That's all I've got for Facebook. You shoot one from us and one from a listener.
Oh, well, you've done well, haven't you?
Well,
in that case, then, I ought to finish it up with a little tune.
Yeah.
That was Facebook. That was Facebook. That was Facebook.
I like this. This is live music. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who knows? The guitar might be back later on in the show. Great song coming up for you now. Really pleased about it. Off their new album. I'll talk to you about it afterwards, but this is the Meteors and Ain't No Turning Back. Well, I don't know what must go with me. That's who the honey doesn't go with me. I walk alone, belong to nobody, and that's the way it's gonna be. I was born on a cold December, brought up in a shack. I've been a mean, mean child since the day I was born, and there ain't no turning back. I know how, there ain't no turning back. Well, we're gonna get rid of my mobile guitar. We'll find a way to rock and break the car. We're around the other men's faces. Are they really near as mean as mine? I was born on a cold December, brought up in a shack. I've been a mean, mean child since the day I was born, and there ain't no turning back. I know how, there ain't no turning back. Watch the shaking to a solid beat. I was born on a cold December, brought up in a shack. I've been a mean, mean child since the day I was born, and there ain't no turning back. I know how, there ain't no turning back. Oh, well, I don't know what to do with me. That's who you're gonna get to do with me. I walk alone, belong to nobody, and that's the way it's gonna be. I was born on a cold December, brought up in a shack. I've been a mean, mean child since the day I was born, and there ain't no turning back. I know how, there ain't no turning back. You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thank you for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Meteors and Ain't No Turning Back from the new album Doing the Lord's Work, which is out on October the 8th. And it's a really good album. I'm not calling it a necessarily return to form, because they've never really done a bad album. But this one is just particularly good. It's a really, really good one. And it's out on People Like You Records. Thanks to Simon Knott for sending it through, which means we can play it, the Meteors, so Yabu sucks. What's their website?
Meteors.co.uk?
No, it's not. It's listed as being kingsofpsychobilly.com, but when I went on, so obviously I get the point, you're wrong, probably been in at 221, but I think they've let it expire.
Alright.
Because it's just... the domain name is there, but not the website, so I'm not sure what's happened there. But basically, if you type the Meteors into the web, you will find them. Right, that's about that. Did you do anything last week?
Lots of house renovation stuff. That's my life for the past week.
Well, it's all right, because I went to Oslo.
Excellent.
Yeah, I went there on Thursday morning. I got the bus from my flat. Did I tell you about this last week?
Yeah, you said you found a cheap bus instead of driving.
Yeah, it's been costing me £75 to drive there and park. And you can get a bus from, but you can see the stop from outside, from my window, and it's £6.60.
Nice.
It's absolutely typical me. I could have saved myself hundreds of pounds this year. When I got there, there was such a good deal on duty free, I got twice as much as I should have done.
Okay.
And I got two bottles of vodka and 400 fags. And then I thought, oh, how am I going to get this through? And then it was all right, because I bumped into Andy from the Jewel in Departures, and we were on the same flight.
Oh, nice one.
He hadn't got any duty free, so he did very kindly become my mule. So Excellent. He walked through half of my duty free. Paulie B beats the system. So that was cool. The best thing I did while I was there, though, never mind the gig and all that, on Saturday night, I went to see The Fall.
You went, did you?
Yeah, I went, yeah. Okay. Well, tickets were 350 kroner, which is about £35. I wasn't paying that. And my mate Tom, who I've spoken about on the show before, said that one of his mates had a spare ticket. And I said, well, listen, when he gets desperate to sell it, I'll buy it off him for £20, thinking that won't happen. Anyway, 8 o'clock that night, I get a text. He can't sell it. He'll sell it to you for £20. Went, brilliant. So I got to see The Fall for £20, which is still expensive in the UK, but not there. Only thing was, they didn't go on till 10:45 at night. There was no support act, and they only did an hour.
Oh.
But information about the gig and everything else that happened in Oslo while I was there is in my extensive blog, Paulie B, PoorlyBee.blogspot.com, with a full rundown of everything I got up to in Oslo. I did have a great time, and I'll be back there in October. So if you have any Norwegian listeners, and Erik Arlov, don't worry about the fact you didn't make the gig on the Friday night. I fully understand. You nurses work too hard, even though I don't really believe you exist, because you are a male nurse. I'll see you in October if by then you do exist.
Nice.
Yeah. Right. Next track, and this is the first of two that have come through from Music Submit, and the first of two that are rock tracks, but two very different rock tracks. And this one is by an artist called Katya, who is a Russian rock act who's on some sort of reality TV show in the States. I shouldn't find this hilarious, but I do, because it sounds to me like AC/DC meet the Bangles.
Nice.
Right, but it's really good fun rock music. I think you'll like it anyway. And we promised to play a bit more rock on the show, so we are doing. What I want to know is, what is Katya's website?
Katya.com.
No, katyamusic.co.uk. And Katya spelled K-A-T-Y-A. Pulling the internet 3, Tony 1. Listen out for Hard Resistance after this, but right now this is Vicious Little Brat.
Yeah.
Shiznits.
We're raffling off an original painting by me, the Word Whore. For only $25, you could own a little something I had my dirty, dirty hands all over all summer long. Every single penny goes directly towards paying for the fact that I still have both of those hands and can still almost sort of use the important one to continue to do what I do. Join us on Facebook for sneak peeks of the painting in progress. Visit our forum for a look at some of my past work. Tickets are on sale now at airoutmyshorts.com. Thank you and good luck.
To destroy the evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Hard Resistance and a track called Despised and Destroyed. They're from Antwerp, Tony.
Oh, nice. Great. Love the wing road.
I wonder if they've ever been the right way around it, let alone the wrong way. What is Hard Resistance's website?
Hardresistance.com.
No, hardresistance.be. Belgium.
Of course.
Paulie B's Internet 4, Tony 1. I'm loving it this week. Now then, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bar.
Well, maybe something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, another week, another few gigs at 12 Bar Club. It's where it's always been. I'm going to do Friday to Sunday this week. Here we go. Friday the 7th. Black Magic 6. Cameron Cole and the Raws, or the R's, actually. Makara, Chase the Day, Kick the Moon, and Screaming Violets.
Well, make your mind up, are you going to Chase the Day or Kick the Moon?
I don't know.
Is that one band or just
two bands?
See, I'd have a band called Chase the Day, Kick the Moon.
Yeah.
They should all go on stage together like a big happy band.
No. How much do you think that is?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
Saturday night, Shocks of Mighty. The Likes of You, Bro, One Time at Bandcamp, and Spanking Machine. It's an Enterprise Studios night.
Spanking Machine.
How much do you think that is?
£6.
It is. And finally, Sunday night, Cal Murray of the Plimptons is playing. I have no more information than that. So how much do you think that would be on Sunday evening?
No. Fiver.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah.
665, I'm alive this week on Gig Guide.
Done.
Yeah, thanks.
I've got another gig.
Let's hear it.
John from Beach Boys has been in touch. He says, hi, Tony. a Beach Boys gig for your gig guide. Ballstock is Hertfordshire's...
Ballstock.
Ballstock is Hertfordshire's biggest free music festival. 7th to the 9th of September, we are closing the Friday night event in a tent on the grounds of Brandall School. That's from John. I don't know how much it is. Oh, it's free. Haha.
It's all free. Actually, as well as that, Ballstock is a really good three-day music festival when they pretty much take out every pub in Baldock has bands on, and obviously they also have other stages as well, like the one at Bram School. And on the Sunday afternoon, I'm doing a free comedy show in the White Hart with a load of new acts, and I'm comparing a big afternoon in there. So yeah, if you're not doing anything this weekend, in the day, get along to Ballstock, but I'll be telling you about what you should be doing on Friday and Saturday night in the next section.
Yeah, more information at ballstock.com.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And hello to Graham. Ah, Graham. Not that Graham. A different Graham.
Okay.
Graham LaRoche.
That's it.
Everyone's favourite punk rock caretaker.
All right, okay. That's it for Gig Guide.
So that concludes Tony's
International Gig Guide.
12
bar, something from John.
Yeah. Right. Speaking of gigs, yes. You know, we don't play live tracks very often, do we?
No, we don't.
But there's a new live album out by Mad Sin. I think it's called Still Mad. Actually, that comes out in October as well. Again, sent through by People Like You Records. And how could I not play a track of it? Especially when I know the lead singer, Kofta, and he's a nice bloke. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Mad Sin's website?
Madsin.de?
It is! Good shout! I didn't even mention Deutschland. Good lad. Tony 2, Paulie B in the Internet 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is Wreckhouse Stomp. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Are you doing anything this week?
Tiling. Mostly tiling.
Right.
Yourself?
Well, I won't be tiling.
No? Oh.
No. I've got a gig in Plymouth tomorrow at the B Bar, which is really, really good. And then on Thursday, I might have a gig in St Albans, but it hasn't been confirmed, so I might not be doing it, but it's my dad's birthday, so if not, I'll probably end up the harvester, lucky me. My Hitchin comedy show is on Friday night at Woodside Hall. Lechworth on Saturday at Woodside Hall. Both feature Carey Marks, who's come through his heart attack unscathed, I'm pleased to report, and Susan Murray, who hasn't had one as yet, but she doesn't have to get herself stressed out. More information, lastminutecomedy.com, which is, of course, updated by the one and only Mr. Tony Hearn.
Yes.
And then Sunday afternoon, as discussed, I will be at Bullstock doing a free afternoon show. But frankly, you want to go to the shows in Hitchin or Lechworth. Bullstock's a bit of a bonus. You can do that as well, I would say. Hey, I've got a new car.
Yes. So I read on Facebook.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not a new car. I had a black Ford Mondeo, which for the last 5 years has been nothing but trouble. It was just a bad luck car. And then the bad luck even continued when I got it to the knackers yard to sell it in part exchange for another old banger. I've now got a blue Ford Focus. Oh, yeah, age 42, living the dream. The number plate's good. It ends in PB. Yeah, when I got there, that car was relatively cheap, and they even said that they'd part exchange my one, and I went, great, and just as they were about to hand over 500 quid for it, they said, oh, we'll just see how it starts. I went, oh, don't do that. They found out very, very, very quickly that the engine had a massive problem, and then asked me about the MOT. I went, oh, that runs out on Friday. And they ended up giving me 250 quid for it. Yeah, it's all right.
But scrap value nowadays, it's
the tyres are worth that. So that was that. So that was me done. But they were all right, you know, the guys I sold the car to, they were all right. So they're not getting a twatting. We'll maybe do that in the next bit. That's about it. More information next week. I'm pleased because the gigs I've got to do next week were all over the place. And I was looking at getting coaches and busing. I didn't think my car would make it to them. So at least I've got a car. So at least I can drive to the places I always thought I could, like an adult.
Ford Focus, it seems quite a nice car.
Football Focus.
Ford Focus.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. Looks quite nice. It's quite old. It's the same age as the one I had before, just with significantly less mileage. This is a boring conversation. Let's do another song.
Okay.
haven't heard much out of Bad Afro recently. My mate Lars in Denmark with his garage punk and his nonsense. But he's back with a new... I'm not sure whether it's a new album or a new single. I think it's a new album from The Setting Sun. This is a very different... This sounds real sort of 60s flower power, sort of the Birds sort of deal. Do you know what I mean? It just sounds very, very old. And he's still a very young man. He has the guys from Baby Woodrow's helping him out and all that sort of thing. But he's effectively a one-man band. And I really like it. I'll ask you about the website after we've heard it, shall I?
Yeah, okay.
This is Above the Rest.
Tambourine. She's above the rest.
You're listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Setting Sun, a track called Above the Rest. What is The Setting Sun's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Setting Sun.
It is. The sun is spelled S-O-N, which makes it suddenly probably be Internet 4, Tony 3. Ooh. With only one thing left to do. Crikey. Now, have you got a twat?
I do.
Brilliant. Do you think you should have a theme tune?
Please.
All right, here goes, the theme tune. Is a twat.
That sounds familiar. Cool. Yeah, so if you have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com, or the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. And that's what Ems did this week.
Hey! Hello, Ems.
Yeah, so many thanks for this one. And it's fair enough. She says, "Hey, Tony, I've been waiting all year to give you a twat. But weird enough, I've actually..."
It's not the first person to say that, dude.
No. "I haven't actually come across anyone or anything that is worthy of a twatting until now. So my twat nominee is the Caspar Club in Coventry. I'll try and cut a long story short. A favourite band of mine, A, who were around from the 90s to about 2005, announced a one-off show in Coventry on the 1st of September. So my friend and I booked up..."
It was a sort
tickets.
Of goth rock band, wasn't it?
Was it goth? I thought it was just quite plain rock.
Weren't they goth rock? Am I thinking of someone else?
Might be someone else.
I'm thinking of someone called Him or that. Take it back, Paul. Hey, anyway, them, yeah. They were
I remember the one big song that they came... The first big hit they had, but I can't remember
anything
else.
Sing it, Tony.
I know the guitar goes... Da-na-na, 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 da-na-na. I remember that. There you go.
Blimey, Tony, you're good enough to be on Nevermind the Buzzcocks.
Thanks. Yeah, so my friend and I booked up train tickets, gig tickets and travel lodge to go see them because we're huge fans and haven't seen each other in a few years. She lives in Scotland and I live in the southeast of England. Everything was dandy and the excitement was building until 4 days before the gig. The venue, Caspar, announced the show had been rescheduled to bloody December and have also dropped the price from £12 ticket to £5, which is odd. There's been no proper explanation why this has happened and merely A should get a twatting for this, but they're blaming the venue for the mishap, so we'll stick with them. So basically, my Scottish friend has spent £70 on a train ticket and I spent over £50 on the hotel and train tickets for nothing. All the venue had to say was most hotels will give a refund. Well, not true. Travelodge, Save a Rate and train tickets do not give refunds. So their twats were letting us down with 4 days notice.
Well,
cheers. I think she did.
Oh, but, hey, something happened, does it? I was going to say, meet up in Cov anyway. There might be another band on.
Well, I noticed that on her Facebook, she's posting pictures from Coventry with the cathedral, which I remember when we saw when me and Steph went to Coventry. And I think that's pretty much the only thing to see.
And it's not that incredible itself, is it?
No. I remember there's a big gargoyle thing on the front with a massive cock.
I climbed through... I climbed through a cupboard from a boy's dormitory into a girl's dormitory so I could get off with a girl in there.
All right.
In some hostel in Coventry when I was about 15 or 16. They'd knocked through. Some very bright people who'd been in the hostel previously to us had realised that the girl's dorm and the boy's dorm only had a wall between them, and they both had built-in wardrobes in the same place, so they just hammered a fucking hole through them. So there was basically free access between the boys and the girls' dormitories. It was terrific.
That's quite a positive Coventry story then, really.
Oh, the old days.
But yeah, so I think that's fair enough, really.
Yeah, absolutely fair enough.
So, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So, the Caspar Club from Coventry is a twat.
And that concludes... Is a twat.
That's nice, that.
Yeah, thanks.
Do you write that?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. Me and this bloke called Dick did it. He did the instrumental, I did the vocals.
Ah, no, nice.
Right, last track.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we should finish on a positive note this week. Bankle Rotunda, Birmingham punk band, Tony.
Okay.
Sent us through their entire album the other day. There's about 26 songs on it. I was having a listen through it. There's quite a few I like, but I wanted this one. This isn't really typical of the rest of the album, to be honest, but I just wanted to play it because we've had some pretty harsh stuff. That Meteor song, Ain't No Turning Back, it's really, really catchy. You'll be singing that to yourself, I guarantee it. Nice. Anyway, this last one. So we're finishing on a positive note, Tony. Huh? What I want to know is, what is Rotunda's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Rotunda Birmingham?
No, MySpace.com/Punk Rotters. Rather than Punk Rotters, Punk Rotters, R-O-T-T-E-R-S. So the positive note is that I've won. Formerly being Internet 5, Tony 3, loser. And this is a Punk Rocker in Love. Rotunda, that was Punk Rocker in Love. That's a lovely song. This has been a nice show. I've really enjoyed it. But you know what?
What's
we
that?
Haven't even mentioned the internet radio stations that carry this show. Could you do them a favour?
I can. Yep, so we're on 4 internet radio stations. We're on Hussy Skunk at hussyskunk.com, hussieskunk.com. We're on the internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com. And finally, we're on extrememetalradio.net, X-T-R-E-M-E, metalradio.net. Not metal, it is a bit extreme.
Yeah, a bit like me, really.
Yeah. You're not metal,
well,
are
you? Well, that's that. And could you just mention iTunes again? We really need to check that out, don't we?
We do a bit. Please do leave us an iTunes review if you have but a moment. It's free, helps us out massively, so please do leave us a review and we'll feature them on the show. Easy way to leave it, go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that, it will open up the iTunes music store where you can review us. You'll need to log in, it's all free. Log in, review us, 5 stars, obviously.
and we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature you on the show.
Oh, and end. I am sorry that I haven't filled in my noise addiction interview yet, but I will try and do it this week. And hello to Darren in Oslo, who's just started listening to the show and said that he likes it very much. And he's a really excellently funny chef.
Cool.
That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apu, apu.
Budgie gun.